Now D-U-Z Does brings you The Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Yesterday, I met a lady you may know. She was a lady who didn't.
Didn't what?
Didn't believe that Does does everything in the wash. She didn't know Does is best. You see, this lady had been using the same old wash day soap for years.
Sort of got into the habit and didn't see any reason to change.
Well, how did Does enter your life?
Well, by accident.
Accident?
Mm-hmm. A youngster brought some Does home one day by mistake.
Oh.
I was kind of sore about it. I didn't feel like experimenting on my wash.
You have a tough wash?
I'll say. Greasy overalls, messy towels, lots of rayons to fuss with.
Say, you should be a lady who does instead of a lady who didn't. Does everything. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for getting out tough dirt, plus greater safety for the colored rayons you wash.
Well, believe me, now I'm a lady who does.
Well, what about those overalls now?
Oh, they're a breeze with Does. No more hard scrubbing for me.
No soap made gets dirt out easier than Does. How are your towels now?
Whitest white I've ever hung on the wash line.
Right. No soap washes whiter than Does. And are your colored rayons being treated right?
Wonderful. Does leaves them brighter.
Of course. Does gives colors better care. This new kind of soap does everything. Does is best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Does beat them all with its amazing combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. You'll find Does does best. Does everything. Now, Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. Earlier this morning, Molly began to see how fate was carefully, almost inevitably, tying her life to that of her young cousin Amadeo, his friend Jose in Mexico, and, strangely enough, to the lives of Mr. Reynolds, Teresa, and her father. Teresa's father, the old gardener, came in for a cup of coffee. As soon as he was alone with Molly, he unburdened some of his cares. He was deeply opposed to his daughter's coming marriage to Mr. Reynolds. When Molly asked why he hadn't left Mr. Reynolds' employ a long time ago, the old man paused and then whispered, "Because I, too, am bad man." Well, right after that, Miss Elizabeth Neal called, representing the community. "Will Molly agree to run for the city council against Mr. Reynolds?" she asked. At mention of her name, Mr. Fernandez froze, then informed Molly that Miss Neal was the other woman in Mr. Reynolds' past. Listen.
Ma, wait, Rosalie. I'm counting my points for the groceries. I've got to put aside red. 1, 2, my red till evaporating. Another chicken, maybe. My blues. I don't know what I can get. How many cans can I get with the blues? Let me put aside. Oh, man, I got to be so economical with my blues. 4.
Ma, will you stop counting for just a minute and let me ask you a question?
Yeah, I stopped. So,
why can't I go and meet Amadeo at the school and bring him home for lunch?
Because lunchtime already. I slept so slow.
You had a headache, David.
Ma?
I'm going to meet Amadeo because I have also to go to the market, I told you, and I want to mail this letter nevertheless.
For what letter?
To Jose.
Did you write to Jose?
I did.
When?
You wrote to Papa, but you didn't tell me that you
What
wrote...
is there to tell, dear?
Let me hear.
Just a few lines.
Let me see.
Rosalie, throw an eye in the potatoes. They shouldn't be too soft. I want to smash them for Amadeo's lunch. And look to the spinach. The vitamins shouldn't boil out.
Vitamins? Spinach and potatoes?
Child has to have green and white for nutritious purposes. Go, Rosalie.
Mama has a few things to tell you, Uncle David.
When you come back, Rosalie, bring mine glasses. They're standing on the side of the stove.
Well, what is it, Mama?
Oh, believe me, David. I don't know in which direction to think first, but I have a feeling that everything is directing me to one centralized destination.
So?
Teresa's father. Mr. Fernandez was here. He came in after he milked the cows for me.
Yes?
And the poor man is beside himself.
Why?
Why? Why? Because he don't want the marriage between Mr. Reynolds and his daughter Teresa.
That I know. I wouldn't want it either. A man twice as old
That's
and...
That's not the main objection.
No?
No.
Why?
Because there's another woman.
The potatoes
are still hard. Not a word. This kind of conversation is not for Rosalie's ears.
Sure not. To...
Baba, dear.
Baba, dear.
The potatoes are still hot.
Oh, says it's so hot. So let them simmer yet.
Yeah, let them simmer yet.
Did you read Papa's letter, Uncle David?
I will, Rosalie. I will.
Did you tell Uncle David, Baba, what Amadeo wrote to Jose?
Oh, no, not yet.
What?
Nothing non-consequential. Amadeo, he wrote a letter to Jose, so childishly he wrote in the letter, Teresa is a very beautiful girl, and she lives also in Lastonbury, and she also speaks Spanish.
Oh, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very good idea,
Mom. All right, we'll discuss. Rosalie, my glasses, you didn't remember to bring me?
I have them right here, Mom.
Oh.
I'll put them on for you, Mom.
No, don't disturb yourself.
But you can't bend, Mom.
Why can't I bend? I can't bend, David. Go, darling.
Where?
And maybe you'll spill me.
Uncle David didn't have his breakfast yet.
I'm heating the coffee.
Oh, coffee? That's all you want, David?
Yes.
No toast? No, David?
Toast? Why not? Toast.
Go toast, Uncle David, Rosalie.
Very private conversation.
Go away, Kitty. Go away.
Oh, I'll take it.
Don't run, Rosalie. I'm here to answer it.
I got it. Hello?
Rosalie, don't stand.
Who is it, Uncle David?
Just a minute, Bertie.
Tell Bertie I'll call her back later.
But why later, Mom?
Mrs. Goldberg will call you back later, Bertie. Huh? Why later, Molly?
Not everything has a why and a wherefore.
Not everything has a why and a wherefore, buddy. Huh?
All right, David.
But Mama, she wants to tell me something.
Mama will tell you, Uncle David.
Well?
Just tell her that you're preoccupied at the moment.
Buddy, I'm preoccupied at the moment. All right, buddy.
Just a minute, give it to
All
me.
All right.
Just a minute. Hello? Hello, buddy. Read a moment preoccupied with Uncle David's breakfast. He didn't swallow a cup yet, not even dear. That's all right. That's all right, Bertie.
Hang, Molly, hang.
We'll discuss. All right, dear. Bye.
Molly, you think it's so easy to hang Bertie, eh?
Rosie.
I'm going.
But you want to tell me, Molly? Huh? Rosie knows, Rosie.
Whether she knows or not, I don't want to analyze the situation in her presence.
Oh, you're up already to where you're analyzing?
Yes.
So?
First, when you'll hear who the other woman is, you'll be surprised.
Yes? Who?
David, you know that pretty little white house when you go to Carrie Bliss's house when you turn to the left?
Left?
On the right?
Right.
By the creamery, by the hill where the strawberry patch is?
Yes.
There's a little house with a porch.
Do I want eggs, Molly?
Yeah. Fry Uncle David on both sides.
Yes, Roger. Fry me on both sides.
Well, do you know that?
That's where she lives, huh? But I still don't know, Molly.
Elizabeth Neal.
Oh, Elizabeth Neal.
She's the other woman.
Excuse me, Molly, if I don't understand this.
Altogether and fully, I don't understand either. Only that she worked as a housekeeper for Mr. Reynolds for years. And now...
Thank you, Rosalie. Thank you.
Did you read the letter you wrote to Papa?
Mm-hmm.
Can I read it, please?
Later, darling. David?
Yes.
What do you think of it, Uncle David?
Papa's letter, I didn't read yet.
I don't mean Papa's letter.
The spinach, Rosalie.
Everything is all right, Mom.
So strained the potatoes?
It's not very unusual, Uncle David.
To make potatoes?
No, for a triangle to...
Please do your algebra homework in the kitchen.
I'm not talking about geometry. I'm talking about a human triangle.
When the potatoes will be finished, we'll put butter in the potatoes.
Mom, please. People
don't whisper about these things behind closed doors anymore. This isn't the Victorian age. If you're going to be a cancerwoman, Ma, you've got to be sophisticated about little things.
Little things?
I'm just trying to explain the modern point of view on these things,
Ma. Please,
please. Molly, modern
point. Now, these days is a million miles away from your day, Ma. It's separated by a whole generation.
Huh?
Parents don't pick out husbands for a girl anymore. Women are liberated. They go out and search for the right man. And men search for the right women.
Search for mine under the laws before I lose myself.
You can't build a marriage on the ignorance of...
Rosalie, please.
You've got to start from a solid foundation, from mature judgment. After all, look at how many marriages it seems destined for happiness. Well, just look at how many go on the rocks. And you know why?
I don't want to know why. I don't want you to tell me why.
But I want to tell you, Ma. I think that you should know.
Maybe I could tell you, Rosalie. Am I a little older than you are?
It's because you're older than I am that you can't tell me.
Yes, older,
you
sure.
You can't help it, Mom. I'm not blaming you, but people with 19th century minds can't build a 20th century life. That's all I'm trying to say.
20th century life, Molly.
And the 20th century says that...
I'm not saying that it says anything, Ma, but we have a broader understanding of things that you close your eyes to.
I ever closed my eyes?
You've got to understand a little about Freud and the ego and the libido, and you've got to develop a grown-up attitude.
Oh.
And only then can you take the question of Elizabeth Neal and Teresa and Mr. Reynolds
and Elizabeth Neal
and understand it.
And if I understand it, do I like it? Does a 20th century mind like what's wrong any more than a 19th century mind? Do you think that each new century wipes off the old like a wet eraser on a blackboard?
I didn't.
Rosalie, please. The good in each century, each age is passed along, each to the other. That's the treasury you inherit when you're born now instead of 1,000 years ago. And that's the only way mankind moves along and forward, a little taken from each age. A 20th century mind or a 19th century mind. Good is good and evil is evil. And a little knowledge, Rosalie, is worse than no knowledge in this century or any other century. And from now on, I don't want Freud and I don't want his ego or his libido to pass my threshold.
My threshold.
The other day, a worried-looking young fellow stopped me and said... Look, Mr. Collier, is this does really all you say it is?
Of course. Does is best. It does everything in the wash. What's more, does everything for dishes, too. Then the young man said...
That's what I told her.
Her?
My wife.
Oh.
She hates washing dishes, says there's never enough suds.
Oh, I said, she should does them. Does make suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Why, this new kind of soap pops into suds the second water hits it. Your wife won't have to keep adding soap.
She complains about scouring greasy pans, too.
Does will give her fast action on grease. It cleans up tough grease without any hard scouring.
She also fusses about her hands.
Oh, then she does want does. It's kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. You tell your wife does to leave her hands wonderfully smooth and soft. At that, the young man grinned.
Thanks, Mr. Collier. We'll does our dishes from now on.
Atta boy. You'll find does best. Because in the dishpan, too, does everything. Well, Molly apparently has a lot to learn about Rosie's fast-developing philosophy of life and marriage. But even more urgent is her need to learn more about Mr. Reynolds. What sort of man is he? Does she really owe it to Lastonbury to accept the nomination for counsel in opposition to Mr. Reynolds? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. More than ever, our government needs used fat. More than ever, you need Red Points. Save used fat. Get 2 points per pound.